When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. Johnny Kemp, baby, just got paid. It's Friday night. DJ Shagrew just got out of the TARDIS. Verified double V, viggity, viggity, Vic is running around like a lunatic right before he has to do the news. Esmeralda just got out of the hole in the ground that she drilled with her head. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. 312-981-7200. Request your fly jams right now. 312-981-7200. The news is next. Our every weekday morning. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. And it's Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200 for your requests. Got a bunch of requests here, and we've got the phone lines are all lit up. A lot of fly jammers this morning, Dan.
People are ready.
People are ready. You know why? Because it's raining, and everybody wants to hear something fly. That was Esmeralda's pick. Explain.
It is The Roots with Cody Chestnut. It's called The Seed.
Okay. The Roots.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was telling Esmeralda there, I'm going to be listening to The Roots all day because that there was a stretch there for 2 years. They released like 5 great singles in a row, all featuring like other different artists.
Yeah.
And like that was one of the best.
How did Jimmy Fallon end up with them as his house band?
I don't know. And that's when he first started, I was like, what is going on?
Yeah. How does that happen? And how did Reggie Watts end up with James Corden? What?
Well, is that permanent or is that just
No, it's permanent. That's his band.
Oh. Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah. Maybe they just want to.
Yeah, James Corden. I mean, I don't dislike James Corden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like, why is Reggie, and he left Comedy Bang Bang to do that. Well, yeah. I would too, because, you know, it's a network late night show as opposed to being on basic cable.
And it's a gig.
Yeah.
It's a steady gig.
Yeah.
And he probably gets in early, afternoon leaves.
See, and I can understand why, I can understand why Fred Armisen is Seth Meyers' band leader, because they were on SNL together and they're friends.
Right.
And he's a tremendous drummer. So.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, that just.
You should ask him.
Just, who, Jimmy Fallon?
Hey, Jimmy.
How the hell did you get The Roots?
Why do these really great musicians play for you?
I don't understand.
We don't get it. Why did they give you the show again?
I remember when in 2010, when he was doing the Seth Meyers, he was doing the Late Night Show.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Tonight Show, he was doing the Late Night Show. Yeah. And The Roots were his band on that as well, mm-hmm. obviously. And I remember during the 2010, during the Stanley Cup run mm-hmm. for the Hawks, in the final, they played the Flyers. The Roots are from Philadelphia.
Mm.
So they had Questlove's bass drum.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little bass drum on the end of it, and it had the Flyers logo on it.
Oh, boy.
And it was so funny when they lost, because I was watching the late night shows at that time, and I watched Jimmy Fallon. And when they lost, when the Flyers lost in the Cup, won mm-hmm. the Cup, they were so, Questlove was so mad. I just, they were not happy. So, all right, let's go. We got a bunch of people here who want to request some fly jams, so let's do that. And here is Roosevelt. Go ahead, Roosevelt. What do you got?
Good morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good.
I got a funky fly jam.
All right.
That is Johnny Guitar Watson, Real Mother For You.
All right. It's going up higher. Yes, it is. Got the parents line. Yeah. That's right. All right, Roosevelt, thanks, man. Thought for a second Roosevelt was going to pull a Samuel L. Jackson on us. And
makes me so nervous.
They would take my plaque away.
Just now, like, I know what it said. And I still was like, ugh.
As soon as it gets to that part, you're like, hi, old lady. All right. Thank you, Roosevelt. 312-981-7200. 773 area code requested this one in honor of Joni Sledge. She passed away a few weeks ago from the Sister Sledge. And this is the theme song from the 78 or 79 Pittsburgh Pirates.
All of the people around the state say, can they be that close? Just let me stay for the record. We're giving love.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. That's a great song.
Yeah, that's a great
song. I love that song. All right. 920 area code requested for Fly Jams Friday, LTD, Back in Love.
The way my feelings flow. Excuse me, I'm only human. Sometimes I just don't know. Every time I move, I lose. When I look, I'm in. And every time I turn around, I'm back in love again.
Yeah.
Back in love.
Yeah, man. Fly.
That was exciting.
It was. All right, more Fly Jams. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, buddy. What's up?
We got Isaac Hayes a little early on the April Fool's thing. This is Running Out of Fools, Isaac Hayes.
Here we go, Running Out of Fools.
How I even look, you don't remember how I look. Here's what you can do. A dime's worth of talking. 'Cause in 3 minutes I'm gonna hang right up on you. 'Cause this time.
Yeah, man.
Oh, girl, you just.
Man, Mike, Isaac Hayes was cool.
Yeah, this is from his best period, too.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Nobody delivered it like Isaac did, man. Amazing.
All right, Nick. Have a good one.
Okay, take care. There you go. That's Mike. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. G.
Oh, okay.
Requests this. Yeah, man. That's a fly jam.
Who is that?
Al B. Sure.
Okay.
It was his only hit.
Because I was like, why do I know this?
It was a big hit. It was a big hit. It's just nobody. I mean, I'm pretty sure that it was. I think he's a one-hit wonder. I think Al B. Sure only had one hit. But it was a good one. I mean, that song is fly. But nobody remembers poor Al B. Sure.
Oh.
You don't remember poor Al B. Sure.
Not so sure now.
No. He's just Al B. Well, it's Al, initial B.
Right.
His name's not Albie.
Is that a white guy?
No.
Okay. Who am I thinking
of? Who are you thinking
of? No, I don't know. It's just...
Does he have a letter for, is there a middle initial?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, all right.
That's all I got.
Okay.
It's a picture in my head.
You've pictured a white guy when I said Albie, sure.
Right.
All right, not.
With a bit of a fade.
It's not. Well, he does have a fade.
No.
But he's... Oh, are you thinking of MC Search?
No.
You know who MC Search is?
Yes. From, but not him, no.
Okay.
I don't know who I'm thinking of, honestly. But I have a... This is going nowhere.
All right. Well, we'll break then.
I have an image in my head. And
all right. I'm sorry. Just because when I think white guy with fade, I immediately think of MC Search.
Right. There was a lot of guys in the 90s.
Did you watch? But I immediately, I mean, the first guy that comes into my mind is MC Search. Did you watch the show that MC Search was the host of called Best White Rapper?
I watched a little bit of it. I remember.
It was the greatest thing ever. It was the best show ever.
I know. I didn't get too into it.
No?
But I remember seeing maybe like the first episode.
Okay. Man. Yeah. I love MC Search. Love him.
He's so angry.
No. He's a very happy young man.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't he beat up Vanilla Ice in his video?
He did. Okay. He with a baseball bat.
Right.
Pop goes the weasel because the weasel goes pop.
Yeah.
Come on. All right. That Esmeralda, kudos.
I love this song.
Oh,
that
my
video?
God.
Video?
Yeah.
I love
Erykah Badu. I love her and the stuff she puts on her head. She's awesome. I can't even explain to you when Tyrone came out.
Oh, no. Tyrone's so good.
It's the greatest song ever. But you can't use my phone. It's the best.
Yeah.
I love Erykah Badu. That was Esmeralda's second choice. Great. Nice job, Esmeralda.
Thank you.
You have successfully chosen Fly Jams for this morning.
Oh, good.
All right. 312-981-7200. It's Nick DiGilio here. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and Steve Cochran at 6. So, Bennett, who is now right in the other room there, right, Dan?
Getting ready in Studio B.
Getting ready in Studio B for the opening bell. He has a pick, yes? Yeah. But Bennett's fly.
I need to give him a name soon.
Daft Punk, remixed by DJ Kid, doing it right. We got to hear from a couple of robots this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's see. Jasmine is here. Hi, Jasmine.
Good morning.
Morning.
Can you play Men in Black by Will Smith?
All right. It's all something strange watch your back, that you never quite know where the MIBs is at. On the horizon, bright light into sight, tight camera zoom, and then you bend and doom. But then, boom, black suits fill the room up. Hey, Jasmine.
Do you not like that movie either?
No, I like the movie. The first one. The other two were terrible. But Jasmine, can you do me a favor? Can you look up a song online at some point called Forget Me Nots?
Okay.
And listen to it?
Okay.
Okay. That's all. It's called Forget Me Nots.
All right, I'll check it out.
By Patrice Russian.
All right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks, Jasmine.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye. I'm just trying to, you know, teach the girl a little history.
Educate. It's a little history.
That's right. And for those people who like California by Tupac, and is it Biggie on that one too?
No, that's Dre.
Oh, it's Dre. It's Tupac and Dre. Go back and listen to Joe Cocker. That's all I'm saying.
I am still befuddled by that. That it's Joe Cocker that would do, like, when I heard it, when I think you played it here, and I was like, what's going on?
But by the way, that the California is used in Chips at
of
the
course.
End. Wacky. Fly Jam Bob is here. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Once again, my congratulations to you on your most deserved honor.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I still can't believe it's happening, but I'm thrilled. Thank you.
Yeah, you with Vincent Liu and Pat and Ron and, of course, Roy. It's great.
Yeah, and my plaque, I mentioned this on the air, but what makes it so special is that they're actually going to put it next to Roy's.
It's so great that they spaced them out so that they could do something like that.
Yeah, it's an incredible honor. Thank you, Bob. All right, what do you got
in
today?
There before Jack Quinlan even did. That's pretty impressive.
That's ridiculous. Okay. All right, Bob, what do you got?
Anyway, you know the great Leon Russell would have turned 75 this coming Sunday.
Yeah.
Here's one of his best songs sung by the late, great Donny Hathaway. Here's a song for you.
All right.
I love you in a place where there's no space or time. I love you for my life. You're a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone, and I was singing this song to you.
Very good. Very good. All right. That's great. Thanks, Bob.
Cubs start this Sunday. Don't forget, every time the Cubs win the World Series, they win two in a row.
Okay, there you go. Good to know. All right, Bob. Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
All right, thank you. One more. Here's Mark on WGN. What do you got, Mark?
I like Forget Me Not, and I almost like this by the Isley Brothers better than the original Seals and Cross version, Summer Breeze.
Right.
Everything's all right.
There's no doubt, in fact, that it's better than the Seals and Cross version.
Amazing song.
And it opens with a 77-minute guitar solo.
Yeah. Can they just cover all songs? That's all they do now.
There should be an Isley Brothers version of every song ever written.
And it would be so fly. It would be great. All of them.
All of them, yeah. I was in a play that Scott Oaken wrote called Repair Guys. It was like a very short, it was part of a festival that we did. And we were wacky repair guys. And it opened with that song.
Nice.
And it was like the main character was just like miming to the guitar solo. That was the opening.
Yeah.
That was the opening image. Because Scott loves that version. It's the best. All right. We're done with Fly Jams. We'll do it again next week. And we'll be back on Monday for the Monday morning movie reviews. And Esmeralda, I'll see you then. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
All right. We'll see you at, yeah, well, I'm done.